This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, welcome to Free Talk Live. You, as always, are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should you wish to bring up anything that you want to discuss, you can do that here. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Me, Captain.
And Mark.
And on the way here tonight is 100%, really 100%? Well, the government's claiming now, and at least here in our home state of New Hampshire, that restaurants can now open at 100% capacity. But is that really true? We can tell you more about that on the way. But, Captain, you had a story to start us out with here tonight. What is it?
Well, this is from Syracuse.com. The headline reads, New New York State rule bans ticketed music events at bars. Subquote, this is devastating. So with the sort of reopening of stuff, certain performances have occurred.
Right.
Musical
performances specifically, but other small theatrical performances.
We talked about Sturgis here on the air a couple of weeks ago or something like that, and the liberals were all in a kerfuffle because Sturgis was occurring. This is
a super spreader
event, and
now they're all in a kerfuffle. Apparently, at least from some of the headlines I've seen, because somebody had COVID and they've left the state or something.
Wait, you mean they came from out of state to attend a giant party and then left when they were done?
Yeah.
Oh, who expected that?
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, a new wrinkle in New York State's coronavirus guidelines for bars, restaurants, and similar venues prohibits them from offering live music that customers pay for separately. It seems
so you can have a band in your bar.
Right, but you can't have... You sell tickets for it.
Yes.
So you can't, get a good band.
It has to be an incidental performance. We'll get to that in the article in a minute. But it seems to have suddenly popped up in the rules this week. So somehow it wasn't in the rules before, but all of a sudden it's there this week somehow.
Well, somebody was probably planning on having a concert and in whatever bar, and some snitch contacted the government gangs, and then they decided to put a stop to that.
What it means is that no events where patrons buy tickets to see a performance can go on. It also appears to ban events with cover charges. So if it's like Friday night at your favorite bar and they're like, $5 cover, $10 cover, whatever it is, apparently that's a no-no as well.
I've gone to bars that have cover charges that don't have a band at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. It also prohibits venues from advertising live entertainment. So let's just say you've got... Country Bob and his acoustic guitar that will appear on your stage at your small little venue, at your little divey bar. You can't advertise that.
Hold on. So whether or not it's ticketed, you can't advertise any kind of music happening at all.
Okay.
So nobody free can come and just perform for free. They can come and perform for free. You just can't promote the fact that they're going to be there.
They can come and perform whether it's free or for pay.
Right. They can get paid to perform.
It's just you can't charge for a ticket price.
So you could have Elton John at your bar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a big draw. Sorry.
Yeah, that would do it.
Sorry, folks.
That would do it.
Elton John at your bar, and...
You can't tell anyone.
You can't tell anybody. Right? Like, you can pay him whatever he wants to get paid, which I suspect is a sizable amount.
Right. Which is why I said, now that they're going to ban ticketed events, it's going to be very hard to actually get anyone who's, big to show up and play anywhere, because you normally have to raise money for that sort of thing by selling tickets.
This essentially removes all incentive for anybody to have any live performance of any kind.
For the most part,
Well, I think it kind of gives some level of incentive for the smallest of performers. So basically, you as a consumer of live music would know that, this is the sort of bar that's going to have live music, so you may go there to hope to find something to listen to or whatever.
Without any advertisement, you can't check it out in advance.
Right, you're certainly not going to get...
Can the band themselves actually promote where they're going to be?
Bands are probably able to get away with more.
I would guess that, you know, like limited social media type stuff on like the band's page, you know, or their website or their email list, that kind of a thing. But the venue itself, no. Not according to this. The rule, which was posted in the Q&A format in the State Liquor Authority website, does allow what it calls incidental live music at venues that have permits for it. So you have to have a permit for this, you know, incidental music.
Like a cabaret license or something? Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Okay.
This means that advertised and or ticketed shows are not permissible, the FLA guidelines say. Music should be incidental to the dining experience and not the draw itself.
Which, of course,
flies in the face of any venue that's like, we're a live performance venue.
Yeah.
And then we happen to serve booze and have some, you know, deep-fried stuff in the back, you know, in case you...
Come on down to our live performance venue. Where we have...
Boot and foos.
Where we have drinks... And we can't tell you what else.
Remember, the better you drink, the more we sound.
Mm-hmm.
These are wise words from a drunken musician.
We suspect Elton John may show up.
There's a chance.
Now, there used to be a thing where some of these, you know, the more famous musicians, even like the B-list musicians, would do these secret shows. Right?
Sure.
And what they would do is they would rebrand themselves as some, you know, odd-named band or some odd-named independent artist or whatever, and then folks would, you know, show up not know. I mean, somehow it would leak out and people would show up and kind of know, but mostly whoever showed up wouldn't know, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's the guy from this band or whatever, that kind of a thing, and they would do a secret show. And that was fun. This, however, doesn't sound fun.
This doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
It does remind me of the Metallica secret show that the guys in jail, when I was in jail for civil disobedience, told me it was like in the 1990s when they were, you know, in their big, you know, hitting it big kind of time.
Was it Spastic Children?
What?
The guys in jail?
The rename of their secret show.
Oh,
did
I don't know.
Advertise
I don't
it
know.
As Spastic Children?
I didn't get that detail, but they showed up and actually played, I think it was at the fairgrounds here in Keene. It was one of those unannounced shows. I don't know how the word got out, but people went and they saw Metallica play here in little old Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay, because Metallica once went on stage, I mean, early in their days, they once went on stage and called themselves Spastic Children, and they came out on stage wearing nothing but one sock.
Okay.
Really? I'll let you imagine
where
the one sock was played.
That's pretty spastic.
So, yeah, little known
That's
trivia
fine.
That floats around in the captain's brain.
Gotcha.
Anyway, many bars, restaurants, venues that had begun scheduling such events in recent weeks since the reopening were taken by surprise.
Yep.
Surprise!
Hey, you're in New York.
It's government. Here, have some.
Mm-hmm.
News of the new rules
made
the rounds.
Taking the biblical sense.
Right. News of the new rules made the rounds amongst musicians and venue operators on Tuesday. This is devastating, said Julie Leone, co-owner of the 443 Social Club and Lounge on Burnett Avenue in Syracuse. The 443 had only reopened in the past 2 weeks.
Damn.
This effectively shuts me down again, she said. People in the entertainment industry say it's especially frustrating because it seemed to come out of nowhere. It's absolutely cruel, said Syracuse musician Colin Aberdeen, who has only recently started playing live gigs again. They've been dangling the idea that these venues can reopen, and then arbitrarily and randomly, they take it away. I mean, I'm not all for safety protocols. Or he says, I mean, I'm all for safety protocols, but they have to make sense. Why would they do this? So this is the musician crying out.
Right. Well, everybody's trying to take the reasonable approach here. And look, I'm almost done with reasonable, but I'm not prone to conspiracy theories, so I'm not going to say that this is so. But if you were going to design a way to destroy small business and promote big corporations in America,
this would have been
the way that you should do it.
Yeah.
Effectively...
And this promotes big corporations how? Because they, like a huge venue isn't considered a bar, and so this isn't affecting them?
Netflix is doing just fine, is what I would say. Is that if you look at the biggest of corporations in America, their bottom lines have increased dramatically during COVID versus mom and pop organizations.
But does this affect any music venue or only bars that have live music?
That is a great question.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Because if you could still have, like, the mega stadium event...
Of course you can't do that. Yeah.
You're saying you can't do that?
No.
Okay, because it had said it was bars earlier.
Sure,
which...
but you can't do that anyway.
Okay.
Right now.
855.
Nobody's going to concerts.
Well, I don't know if that's true. They've been having these so-called drive-in shows
outside
in
of
some
those.
Places. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Me, Captain.
And me, Mark.
Want to make sure you know about Divi. It is a relatively new, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. And between March, mid-March and mid-July of this year, Divi increased in value by over 10 times. Now, it could continue to go up. That's certainly the intention of the folks who are creating Divi and working on their brand new wallet that has yet to be released publicly, but it was the release of their beta wallet that happened to coincide with the 10x jump in price. So will Divi continue to go up? Well, we don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. You can even enter their lottery for people who stake the coin as well. Go to DiviProject.org to get started. DiviProject.org. Apparently, Captain, you're reading this story about New York State cracking down on bar owners who are wanting to have live music, you know, to, I don't know, try to attract people to leave their homes and come out and drink something.
Or eat, even.
Or, yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, to pay inflated costs for food and alcohol.
And they're now being told they are not allowed to have ticketed events, that music should only be, quote, incidental to the dining experience and not the draw itself. So it's not prohibited to have someone playing music at your bar.
Right.
You just simply cannot ticket the event, meaning you cannot charge people specifically for the music.
Right.
And you also apparently cannot promote the fact that you have a certain person playing
there. And you can't charge cover.
Correct. And apparently there's a little bit more to this. I know you may have more from your story, but I've got the actual guidelines here from the Department.
Yeah, let's have it.
Liquor Authority, sla.ny.gov. This is one more point that I'm not sure is mentioned in your story. All other forms of live entertainment, such as exotic dancing, comedy shows, karaoke, etc., are not permissible, regardless of the phase.
Right.
So you can't, you can have a guy playing some music, you can't have a guy telling jokes.
He can't tell a joke.
Government has prohibited entertainment.
That's right.
Live entertainment. The oldest form of entertainment ever to humanity. Government has effectively prohibited it.
And it says that it is not permissible under any, what do they call these, phase. So they have these different reopening phases.
Yeah.
Under no phase is the comedy show acceptable. Under no phase.
Mean, so it's strange. You could wear a mask and do comedy, mm-hmm. right? Like you could have one of those masks that has a cone sort of around your face so that you can move your lips freely. You can be close enough to an amplified microphone that you will be audible. But the biggest problem is it sort of muffles the airwaves coming out of your mouth. But the microphone...
Well, there's a lot of problems with masks. That's only one of them.
Right. I'm talking about in being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I mean, if you wanted to tell jokes, you could wear a mask and tell jokes.
Not perhaps, in New York. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, is it the state, right? Not the city.
This is appearing to be the New York state government.
Yeah,
rules.
The SLA is the state liquor authority.
Well, and, so, well, maybe they should just have another, have the governor go back on and beg people to stay.
And that's why they're going after the bars here, because it's the liquor authority, so... Again, it's not clear whether this applies to massive corporate kind of venues or whatever.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine they would allow
a stadium
to fill up with people for, you know, X performer, right? Somebody who can draw and fill a stadium or an arena or something like that.
Probably.
I imagine that is also somewhere else in the coronavirus crackdown, as it were, the government's overreaction to all of this crap. I would imagine that those things are prohibited, which is why we see people trying to be creative and doing things like these drive-in concerts and drive-in comedy shows and that kind of a thing in other places. And also, keep in mind that while we are talking, this article talks specifically about New York State, it's not the only place this is happening.
Oh, really?
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised.
The lockdown originally effectively ended live music, theater, comedy, stand-up comedy, sports, right? Now, everybody, there's baseball and, like, the NFL. Okay, is it? Like, we don't know. We don't know how it's going to be effective. The NFL is talking about having the season with no fans.
That's right, yeah, cardboard fans or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to pipe in, like, some sort of ambient white noise so that you don't hear the players cussing as they attack each other.
Don't forget the...
I know, it's ridiculous, man.
Well, don't forget the local sports teams. Those things are basically shut down.
Done.
Yeah. Shut down.
There's no bowling leagues. There's no dart leagues, right?
These I heard the bowling alley's closed.
Is it?
That's what I heard. I heard that here in Keene, there, Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, lives right across the street from it.
Yeah.
So, you know, he sees there's nobody over there. It's closed. I mean, they haven't even, you know, closed off one out of every other two lanes or whatever. They've closed it. The whole place hasn't reopened yet.
Yeah. The only place in Keene that has a large stage, I'm trying to remember the name of it, it's over by the credit union. It's attached to the hotel, but it's got an Irish name. It's like Mick something,
yeah, I know
or whatever. I don't think that they've reopened. I haven't looked into it since, you know, the last few weeks or so.
Well, a guy that has a dance floor in his club/bar was told he's not allowed to have dancing.
Right.
So,
again, the plot to Footloose.
Yeah, it's happening. Again.
Yeah.
You know, this has happened before. Bans on dancing are not a new thing. It's
right.
Just, you thought we were done with those.
You thought, oh, that only happens in Utah,
yeah,
or something.
Or, you know, 200 years ago or right. Something like that. But no, it's here again.
When did they tell you that the bowling alley was closed?
Last night.
Okay. It says that they're reopening on June 15th.
Okay.
See hours below.
Maybe they did reopen.
That's just the website. You never know.
Yeah. I don't know. They may not pay that close of attention. This is what they thought.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's reopened, but no one's going there. I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, at this point, folks have been scared by the media, too scared to do much of anything. I know for a fact, just, you know, riffing on the NFL bit, that the Green Bay Packers, for example, who have a waiting list for season tickets that spans more than 30 years.
Jesus.
Right? 80% of the fans, when they were surveyed by the organization before they were going to decide what they were going to do about fans this year, 80% of the season ticket holders opted out of attending.
That's so sad.
Right? This is a team that is infamous for its diehard fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the waiting list is insane. No other sports team, period, that I'm aware of has a wait list for season tickets that's 30 freaking years. So, yeah, it's an interesting time that we live in. People have effectively
it's a pathetic
been scared.
Time. It's pathetic. People are really
opinion.
Sad. And so influenced, easily influenced by these government goons and these, you know, authoritarian doctor types.
Agreed.
That's depressing.
Plenty of doctors are out there saying, you know, giving advice contrary to sort of what the government's doing.
Yeah, but if you post about it on social media, it gets taken down immediately.
It's amazing. I mean, like, being a doctor doesn't make one an expert in this.
Just somebody with an opinion.
And then we listen to the particular... I don't even understand why.
Well, they have an authoritarian demeanor, so they're being presented by the government, so they're more important doctors than your doctor is.
Yeah, they're the chosen doctor.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got more on the way here about live music. Sorry, New Yorkers, you're going to have to travel here to New Hampshire, I guess, if you want to see any kind of music. There are some concerts. These drive-in things are being done here in this area. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States.
The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News. A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized the state. Joseph James DeAngelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means DeAngelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. DeAngelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired. A dredging vessel at a Texas port hit a natural gas pipeline, sparking an explosion that sent at least six people to the hospital and left four others missing. Initial reports indicated 18 workers were in the area. Of the six injured, five were airlifted to San Antonio hospitals for severe burns. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free, bring up anything you want. What are some of the most ridiculous restrictions going on where you live? It's going to be hard to top New York State, but you might be in California or somewhere else where, you know, it's pretty competitively ridiculous. You can call in and share what's going on near you at 855-450-FREE, with New York now banning any kind of ticketed live music events, at least in bars, probably any ticketed live music event, but that much we're not clear on it. They are definitely targeting bars, however, bars and restaurants. Not allowed to advertise who they're going to have playing. Not allowed to accept money from anyone for tickets for the event. So you can still have someone play at your bar, but it has to be, quote, incidental to the dining experience. It cannot be the attraction to the event. So you want to share your thoughts, you can join us, 855-450-FREE. By the way, I want to say thanks to Sid, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, and Sid is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, to bring this program, the ideas of freedom, into more ears around the United States. And that's what the AMP program is about, and that's what Sid's helping us do. And you can join Sid and the other almost 200 Free Talk Live amplifiers, thanks to all of you guys, at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We got more coming up here. Captain, is there more from your story worth sharing?
Well, Leonie said she spoke to a state liquor authority enforcement officer Tuesday, and was told
this is a venue owner, Leonie?
Yeah, was told that the agency could automatically suspend the liquor licenses for any venues found to be advertising shows. That seems to be different from regular enforcement, in which officers physically visit the venues to verify non-compliance. So normally, if, you know, under regular circumstances, yeah, somebody would have to pay a visit if they're violating something to verify. This is just an automatic thing. It's like, they're like, oh, no, you're not in compliance. Automatically, you have your liquor license. So Apparently, it's a fast track to shut your business down. She's spending the morning wiping away any references to shows off of her social media sites.
Wow.
Right? So imagine you've already advertised, and then you find out that this particular rule mysteriously crept up somehow, and now you're backtracking, right?
Backtrack.
You know, got to undo everything, right? Because all it's going to take is one bozo, right, to be like, oh, hey, look at this. Take a screenshot.
Send it to the cops,
whatever it is, right? And then they're out of business. She said they put
They're going to be out of business anyway.
Yeah. And they are. And the other thing I wanted to say, too, because we were talking, you had mentioned, Mark, something about, you know, if this were a method to sort of target small businesses and leave the larger businesses sort of alone, how is that? Well, most music venues are independent. There's no such thing that I'm aware of, anyway, in my time in the music business as a chain of music venues. Right, I've never heard of that.
If so, they're pretty rare.
Right, yeah, and if they do exist, I've certainly never participated in one knowingly anyway.
I mean, there are definitely some big venues that are totally corporatized or whatever, but
sure. I mean, you know, all of your arenas and that kind of a thing are all subsidized by governments.
A lot of them are.
You know, I can't think of one that isn't that I've been to. So, you know, as far as building them and, you know, naming the entrance or whatever it is, naming the arena itself after something.
The TD Bank Arena.
Right, exactly. So those are all, you know, sponsored at on some level by government. And even all the sports arenas, too. I don't know why some of these major sports, right, basketball, baseball, football, I don't know why they have the necessity to involve taxpayer money in building their stadiums.
They're
of the wealthiest organizations on
the
freaking planet.
Yeah, they don't have a necessity. They just can because they've got the connections.
Well, I mean, you know, basically it's something they're selling. So if you've got the, you pick, right, the Tampa Bay Fire Ants, and you get this league, and then suddenly Jacksonville says, hey, we'll give you a free place to play. And so you don't have to pay for rent at whatever stadium you're currently playing at. And you're going to say, well, okay.
The government has no business doing any of that.
Agreed. It doesn't make any sense, but it's, you know, it's a market failure problem.
I want to go to the phones here. John is on the line. He's calling from Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WDOV in Dover.
Yeah, I wondered if you guys would agree with me that all politicians are liars, cheats, thieves, and cutthroats.
Let's not forget murderers.
I'm going to cut one
also
exemption
murderers.
Out for Ron Paul, but every other one of them, yes.
I'm going to cut out.
Legitimate. I concur.
I'm going to cut out something like 1%.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to call 99%.
How many percent did you say about 1%?
Yeah, I'm going to call 1%. I'm going to take 1%.
I'm at 0.5, man. 0.
All right. 5%. All right. I'm with you. Fine.
Anywho. My combago in the brain is that these guys think that the politicians that have the powers that be are going to have a fair election by mail-in ballots. And I think that's ridiculous, man. And I just heard on the radio that they're going to go ahead and fix it by throwing $25 billion at the post office. These people have not learned that you do not fix a problem by throwing money at it. That's what they love to do. They just take our money, they throw it around like they got nothing to lose, and then they end up with a policy that's broken in half, man. I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, and
we can go to Walmart, man. We can go to the polls.
Well, and just the term fair election, that's an oxymoron. It's like military intelligence or jumbo shrimp. An election, even if conducted mathematically to, you know, 100% accuracy, is still unfair because it's the majority forcing their opinion upon the minority.
100%. And it should be one of the most trustworthy things that we got going on, man, our elections. I mean, because it really matters who's in charge and who's pulling the cards and throwing the punches. I mean, you see what happens when tyrants get control. And I hate to say it, I'm an independent, but if these liberals get control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate, we are going to be in ruins, my friends.
Well, I just want to add this to what you're saying, the $25 billion. Apparently, that was a House bill that has been passed largely along party lines, with the Democrats, of course, supporting it. So there's a good chance it's not going to get through, and Trump will likely veto, even if it does somehow get through the Senate.
The post office has become a real political football here in the recent past. Basically, you know,
are we all going postal?
Yeah, apparently. On one hand, the Republicans are claiming, hey, they're doing a lot of sort of normal things that they've just been doing. On the other hand, the Democrats are like, oh my God, they're grabbing mailboxes and they're throwing them in the backs of trucks and taking them off the street.
Man, it's a crazy world that we are living in now, gentlemen.
Thank you, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I actually have a little story here by Jacob Hornberger regarding the post office. Catherine, was there anything else that you thought was worth sharing about this crackdown in New York on music venues?
It's horrifying, and everybody's upset about it that's involved in the industry. More businesses are going to go out of business that haven't already, or that have been hanging on, probably burning through all of their life savings. And, you know, it's just it's exasperating matters, and more people are going to be on the wrong end of this, of course.
Yeah, if you want to comment, please join us here, 855-450-FREE. I've got some related stories about other ridiculous restrictions on businesses, and it's so sad watching all this happen. And like you said, Captain, with 80% of people, season ticket holders, people who are total fanatics about the Green Bay Packers opting to not use their season pass this year, is really just an indicator of how bad this situation really is, of how afraid people are of this virus that honestly doesn't seem to be that much worse than a bad cold or a flu or something like that. I mean,
it keeps going.
Fear is, so does the flu. It keeps coming back year after year after year. So, and this is a new thing, right? So people who haven't gotten it before, they're going to get it for the first time, unlike some other things that they've built immunities to.
I guess I'd like to say that we have better treatments for it than we did, say, back in March and April. Mm. How's that?
I guess. I have no idea. I know some people have had some success with the, what was that thing that's been banned from
a whole
some
bunch
states?
Of things. I can't remember the name of it off to. There's a whole bunch of different treatments out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, Colchicine, I hear they're doing tests on, who knows.
855, 450, free. I wish there was a treatment for fear, because that's the real problem.
People fear is the real virus.
Are steeped in that right now, and it is going to be very destructive. More coming up.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We can talk about the Postal Service. There's a lot of political controversy over it right now, more so than normal.
Post office suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they kind of do. The host tonight, Ian...
Me, Captain.
And Mark.
Let me go to your phone calls and thoughts. Robert is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, sir. I just want to mention to you a couple of things. One of them is that there's an old saying, and that is a coward dies a thousand deaths. So if in doubt, be brave and fight hard, and you'll do a lot better than if you cave in. Because if you cave in once... you'll cave in again, and the enemy knows that.
You know, I got to say, normally I don't agree with the things you call in about, Robert, but that at least that statement, I happen to agree with you on that.
How does a coward die a thousand deaths? I mean, pretty much everybody's got one
because
shot.
Every day stinks, and a coward's life is the suggestion.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention is Germany had the same problem. In the old days, it used to be the Bundesministerium für Post und Telekommunikation. In other words, the Federal Ministry for Post and Telecommunications. It controlled both the post office and the Deutsche Telekom. And the Germans figured out that because the prices were declining rapidly, they had to let the prices decline because foreign competition was coming in and people would call Germany. And then, I mean, Germany would call somebody and then that person would call back with their rates, getting much cheaper rates. So they were putting the Deutsche Telekom out of business, basically. So what they did is they said the Germans are not going to run a business. It doesn't make any money, at least not from a government standpoint, that's for sure. So they sold the Deutsche Telekom, and they also sold the Deutsche Bundespost. And the Deutsche Telekom today is a very profitable making organization because it also owns T-Mobile DA, T-Mobile Deutschland, and T-Mobile USA. And you can see T-Mobile USA, they're making a huge amount of money.
Is there competition now in the German phone marketplace? Do they have more than one service provider?
Yes, they do. Internally in Germany, they have, I believe there are four of them right now, four Well,
that makes all the difference in the world, going from a monopoly service provider, whether it's run by the government or whether it's run by a private company approved by the government. Both of those situations are not optimum. They are crappy. You will get garbage service, and it sounds like that's what was happening, and they finally made the right choice to open up the market there. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Not that different from what happened here in the United States, right? Didn't they have Ma Bell or something like that way back in the
right, there's
day?
A time.
Well, and then they broke it up and sort of allowed some competition.
If you listen to the statists out there, they'll say that government programs are necessary for things that can't be run profitably, right? I mean, that's their sort of go-to line. Well, there's all kinds of things that can be run profitably, including the post office. Take a look at UPS and FedEx. They can run this profitably. The government should be completely out of the post office business. Now, I know they'll say the post office is a private business, but it is the least private business of any. I mean, let's call it quasi-governmental.
Yeah,
it's probably the best terminology to describe it. And all the restrictions and the inefficiencies and all that stuff. You know, sink or swim, the post office is an ad venue. Okay, if you don't know what an ad venue is, you're listening to one. You know, anything that's run for the purpose of delivering ads is an ad venue. And Free Talk Live has ads, and most commercial radio programs are run for that purpose.
Your mail has ads.
Right. The pizza ads, the car washes, these Val Packs, all the stuff
shopper,
that comes.
Right.
It's just stuffing your mailbox full of junk mail, and then every once in a while, your grandkid will write you a letter to say thanks for the gift. You know, like, you know, once every month, maybe. Once every 3 months, maybe. Once a year, you get an actual handwritten letter from somebody that you know.
Mm.
And the post office isn't.
It's usually just bills and ads.
Yeah, bills and ads.
Yeah. Well, and as I understand it, the post office really, their remaining monopoly on shipping stuff is just on, like, letters and advertisements. They won't allow FedEx, UPS, insert, you know, carrier here, DHL, anybody. They won't allow anybody else to, like, pop up, start their own business delivering letters.
That's right. It's prohibited to compete with them on first-class mail.
Right.
And, I'm getting my bills delivered in my email. They're directly pinging my bank account. I don't need I don't need them to send me these pieces of paper.
In my opinion, the post office is just as useless as the ye old phone monopoly, Ma Bell.
Yeah.
And there used to be the phone company, right? We saw all sorts of innovations happen after the phone company was done away with.
Right.
Right. The monopoly was given the kibosh, right? The hammer of crushed monopoly.
It was still a crappy system that came after that, but it was
We started to see innovation,
yeah.
So all of a sudden we had competing long-distance companies.
Mm-hmm.
You had competing phone carriers. You could now sign up for a different carrier and not have to rent your phone from the company. You could buy your own phone.
That's right.
Right? And then after that, we saw all sorts of things. We saw fiber optics go in. We saw the advent of the internet. Right? All sorts of fun things happened because the communications infrastructure was decentralized. And so this is the first sort of inkling that decentralized, at least in my experience, because I'm 48 years old, so I've seen all this historically. But this was my first inkling that the network effect or decentralization was going to have significant impact on human society. And it has, and it continues to have it. The network effect, you know, decentralization as a whole continues to swallow businesses on the daily. And it's coming for your government, too. Mm. It's going to swallow your government.
God, I hope it can. Can it hurry up, please?
I know. It's not fast enough for me either.
Well, monopolies defend their position to the last dying breath.
Yeah.
And usually, there's
these
thrashing.
These ones can use violence.
Yeah. Well, and
the thrashing's
going to
hurt.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, the temper tantrums are going to increase, and we'll see violence before it finally gets quashed.
Right.
But, it's coming.
Yeah, it looks particularly bad in New York State, as it usually does. They are the Empire State. We can continue here. Let's get into the postal monopoly. Jacob Hornberger over at the Future of Freedom Foundation has written a short piece. He says it's so funny.
He was a candidate for president for the Libertarians.
He was. He says it's so funny watching Republicans and Democrats fighting over the Postal Service. Their fight is over how to make the Postal Service finally work. Their differences revolve around how much tax money to hand over to the Postal Service to enable it to survive. Neither Republicans nor Democrats get it. They will never make the Postal Service work. That's because government enterprises don't work. And the Postal Service, no matter how much you dress it up, is a government enterprise.
Yeah.
That's partly what socialism is all about, government-run enterprises. Talk to any citizen of the Soviet Union or a current citizen of Venezuela, and they'll tell you about the massive inefficiencies that come with socialist or government-run enterprises. But the situation is even worse with the Postal Service. That's because Republicans and Democrats have given the Postal Service a monopoly on the delivery of first-class mail, which is what we were just talking about. That means that the law prohibits any other company from competing against the Postal Service when it comes to the delivery of first-class mail. And that's generally mail under the price of a dollar, roughly. If a company tries to compete, a federal judge will issue an injunction commanding it to shut down. That's how a monopoly works. In other words, it would be possible to have the Postal Service operating in competition with other firms that would be free to enter the market in the delivery of first-class mail. But we all know what would happen if that were the case. The private firms would immediately put the Postal Service out of business.
Wham, bam.
Who would,
on the pavement. Assets being you know, used by the new business or being straight-up junked.
Who would do business with a government-run enterprise when they can do business with a privately-run enterprise? That's why Republicans and Democrats have granted a monopoly privilege to the Postal Service, so that it would not be pushed out of business by privately owned competing firms. With the grant of a monopoly, the Postal Service doesn't have to be concerned with competition. It has a lock on first-class mail delivery, no matter how poorly or inefficiently it operates. I had a lady send me a so-called priority package within the last week, and it took more, or it was a two-day package. It took 8 days for it to get here. What do you do? You just held hostage. Yeah, you just held hostage.
Well, so that's what the post office sucks at, right? If you have a parcel, if you're a business person and you send something FedEx or UPS, you can actually have them do something about it. Whereas if something happens to your parcel, you ship the post office, you can complain, but they're not going to do anything about it. They don't
Why should
to.
They?
They have no incentive to provide you the service that they do. They don't compete in the same way that FedEx and UPS compete with each other.
I'd say that I think you can't ship coins, gold coins and stuff, through FedEx and UPS.
I mean, I did a little bit of like online buy and sell, kind of eBay stuff, and by and large, the post office was always the least expensive way to go. However, when something did screw up, there was no recourse at all.
855-450-FREE. We can share you. If you want to dial in to talk to us about whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour number two is next. It's the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter, it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.